That's Billy Ocean. When the going gets tough, dig in and keep going. Coach Campbell, at your service.
Thank you.
Isn't it when the going gets tough, the tough get going?
No, I know. Coach Campbell's different. Okay. It's 8:40.
Take me out.
Ann McRae's spoken word album will be coming out soon. We also posted a picture of the three of us hanging out and made it black and white. And our band is called Leg Up.
That's right. Yeah. That's why we're posed like that.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing the Kaylee circuit this summer.
These things are random.
We're working on some new creations.
Well, you both have been singing off air.
The new Candyman that we're just ironing out the wrinkles.
You never know what you're going to get. Really?
No. You do find, like, Ann and I, do you find us similar?
Yeah. No, you guys are, you're knocking it out of the park.
Yeah.
Knocking it out of the park. And that is something good.
Tell me something good.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
What a great honor.
Thank
you for bestowing that on us.
All right, Jill.
We got a note last night here, and I just love this. So we're going to look backwards. Summerside Legion Concert Band, an award-winning youth band from the 1960s and 70s, okay? This was a
band. So we're looking at the 60s and the 70s right now.
Yeah, okay. Right back then.
Okay, so, I'm perking up.
They did, listen, this is a youth band. They did a six-week Cross Canada tour, okay? Uh-huh. The band, which was sponsored by the Summerside branch of the Royal Canadian Legion, performed in venues and communities of all sizes all the way to Vancouver Island. Some of the most notable concerts took place at the Pan Am Games in Winnipeg and Expo 67 in Montreal.
Goodness.
I was there.
Yes, okay. The 60-member, you probably saw this band then, Ann. The 60-member band, comprised of members ages 13 to 17. They returned to Summerside with a collection of top band and individual awards earned at the Canadian National Exhibition's annual band competition in Toronto. So this would have been significantly memorable times for the youth that were involved in these bands. And I remember, like, I was a youth band member and the friends that you make in music, you know, we have some lifelong friendships.
For sure, yeah.
So anyway, we got this note and they are planning a Summerside Legion band reunion in 2027. I love everything about this. So they started a Facebook page and it is called Summerside Legion Band Reunion 2027, and they want former band members to reach out and join and let them know if you want to be interested in this reunion. So I love everything about it. 60 years later, and these at that time kids would have shared such significant experiences together, planning to meet up again. And
I think that is absolutely something good.
Yeah. And if I could, I'm going to post information about this on our website because there's details on how you can reach Bob. He's the
G'day, Bob.
Organizer. Okay. And we hope that we can reach those members and that you guys can get together and maybe play for us.
Yeah. Neat.
Okay.
Maybe play for us, a personal concert.
Yeah.
I mean, us speaking collectively, not us on the morning show.
Okay.
Come, all 60 of you, and play for us here in the booth. No.
I'm not against it.
Okay.
Tell me something good.
With Darcy, Jill, and Scott. The Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much.